Well, I love your pearls of wisdom, Terry, and you always have something that I remember that I use. But I think one of the most important things you said this morning was when you have people smiling, you can usually communicate with them better. So as we start this call this morning, I'm going to remind everybody to mute their phones, but then I'm going to ask you occasionally to take your phones off mute and chime in with what you think. Because as I sent out in the text this morning, for those of you that got the text, I sent out a picture of the Lone Ranger. And, because when I was a kid, that's kind of what I wanted to be when I grew up. And it's just interesting to when you think back on your years of getting ready to go to college, if you had the opportunity, if you were fortunate enough to even go to college, you know, but by the time you got to college, you know, what were you thinking? And so I wanted to start off. I asked Terry just pre-call, Terry Staton, what his favorite TV show was growing up, just to kind of get an idea. But I want to ask you guys, do you guys have any feel for what you want to be when you grow up? I asked Malin what her favorite TV show. Malin, come off mute just for a sec and share with me what you told me your favorite TV show was.
Well, that's not what you asked me. You asked me who I wanted to be when I grew up.
That's right.
My favorite TV show was a different
oh,
show. But
okay.
We used to name our Barbies Marlo for Marlo Thomas in That Girl because we thought she was the sassy, you know, trippin' gal. So it was That Girl, Marlo Thomas.
And so, you know, when you were younger, did you want to kind of grow up to become like someone is what I'm asking. And so is there anybody out there who wanted to grow up and become like somebody?
I was the Flying Nun.
Oh, Sally Fields. Ah. Well, then you're
That's
right with
cool.
Terry Staton because he likes Sally Fields in Smokey and the Bandit. So there you go.
Hey, I like Sally Fields in anything. That girl's got cute cheeks.
She does.
Anybody else? What did you have a kind of a role model or someone you wanted to become?
That girl. Mine wasn't TV show. Mine was based off of True Life. My mom.
Even
I grew
better.
Up with a hair salon in our home, and so my whole life. I would sit and watch her make these women feel pretty, and they always left with so much gratitude for her, with a big smile on their face, and they left her presence feeling better than they did when they got there. And so I knew that
Wow.
was such a great gift, and from a little tiny girl, I knew that's what I wanted to do. So
wow, that is,
I love that.
I had the same experience, except it was a neighbor lady right next door had a salon in her house, and she used to let me play in it, believe it or not. And she had two little girls that were 4 or 5 years younger than me that I would, you know, play with because they were girls that were close to our house. But then she would let me do all the kids' hair, and I even have pictures of the kids' hair that I used to do, like curl it and stuff like that. And that was what I always knew. And I was pretty young. I was probably only seven, eight or nine.
Yeah.
That I knew that I wanted to do.
Yeah, very impressionable
right
age. Very impressionable age, Liz. And Pam, thanks for sharing that. And you've probably seen Steel Magnolias and, you know, things like, you know, different things that you relate to. And so we all did. I remember to this day, you know, the lyrics of the Lone Ranger when I sat down in front of that TV and watched it, you know, a fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a Heidi, hi-ho, silver away. And, you know, I used to just live for that moment when that happened. And then, you know, there's a song in Peter Pan, and the song is actually called I Won't Grow Up. You know, I won't grow up, I don't want to wear a tie, you know. And, you know, so when you're a kid, all your dreams, you know, if you ever watch kids playing, sometimes they talk to themselves, sometimes they sing to themselves because their dreams and their fantasies in their brain are real. They can become anything they want to be. And then as we grow older, of course, that changes when we have the opportunity to, get married and go to college. And I started thinking about that. And I think where it really changes for most adults in life is when the reality of life hits them smack in the face. And, now you're, let's say you've gone to college and you're out of college and you go, what am I going to do with my life? What do I want to become with my life? And I can honestly say going to college, I had no idea whatsoever what I wanted to do. It was just a kind of a life thing that causes you to kick in and say, I need to make money to pay bills, whether it's for rent or whatever it is. Life just kind of kicks in. And then you're kind of burdened, and if you end up if you're fortunate enough to get a house, now you got a mortgage, and now you got kids on the way, and now you got, and now you got, and now you got. And so life kicks in with like that, and that's why we have nostalgia. That's why we feel so good about when we were kids, or we hear a song and it takes us back to a place, or we watch a movie and it takes us back to a place, or a TV show, or whatever. It takes us back to a time, generally speaking, when we dreamed a lot more than we dream today. And so I was thinking about it today, and I was thinking about what makes limitless so important in life. And this is something, guys, I think about, Malin thinks about all the time. We think about the fact that how can we change people's lives? Cindy texted me this morning and she said, hey, I didn't want to be the Lone Ranger. I want to have 100 Tonos. I want 100 believers on my team who, can come back and say, hey, I want to do something I believe in. And, we all believe, all of us on this phone have absolutely no problem at all believing in the products, because almost every one of us have had some kind of experience that takes us from down here to up there as a direct result of the products and how they changed our life. So our belief levels are high. And so I think, wow, I remember, think of some of the crappiest jobs that you've had to do in your life. I often think Malin used to dig graves, and I think what a terrible job that must have been, getting down in the hole and digging and, running the tractor, and she probably loved that, knowing Malin, but when you think, that's true, when you think of some of the jobs you've had in life, they're terrible, but here we are, just trying to help people with their health. And I was thinking, our lives go through different periods where we change. And so let's say we're in our 20s, when we're coming out of college, or, that time of life where we're just getting married and starting our families and doing things. Why is it that Limitless can help so much? I was talking to our kids today, and we were having a discussion about how is the American dream, which is simply for most people forever and a day, had been to be able to afford their own home. Is the American dream for most kids going through college today just a thing of the past? Because you look at the skyrocketing prices of homes and even of rents, of trying to be able to afford rent. And you go into today's situation where we live now and what's happening with inflation and all the other things, $350 more a month are the costs of the average American now than even over a year ago. And so if you think of that, and here we come just marching along merrily with Limitless, trying to explain to people that, yeah, you're in your 20s and you wish you knew about Thrive in your 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, and you realize 70s and 80s, and you realize what a difference these products can make. Well, that's all well and good. So what's the key to Limitless? The key, guys, is you got to be able to tell a story, right? We preach and preach and preach and preach about telling the story and how to tell the story and train on how to tell the story. But that's the key. So when, you know, I talk to Malin, Malin's always going, what more can we do to help our distributors tell the story? And I sit here and I think, okay, listen, we made videos, right? What were the videos we made? We made videos that were tools for everything. So we created these health packs that came from the field. Cindy's suggestion of a fuel pack was the first one. So we made videos on each of our health packs in less than 90 seconds. So if you just needed to pique somebody's interest or curiosity, you could send a video, you know, deal. We made videos on everything, on products like Clystrictin. We made videos on our main product, Thrive, how Thrive works going into the body and how it, you know, affects us, you know, as we're growing. We have videos, you know, on cyclists and how it changes them. We have videos for exercise buffs. And again, I'm going to ask you if you can just mute out while you're listening unless you want to share something. We have videos for training, you know, so, okay, I'm involved. What do I do now? We have phone calls for training. And so what's the purpose of that one thing video, guys? It's to give you a tool to make it easier to open a conversation and talk to somebody. So if somebody says, man, can you believe how expensive things are getting? Everyone's having that conversation today. I guarantee you everyone's having that conversation today. It's such an easy talking point. And that's why, you know, somebody said, yeah, can you believe the price of gas today? Can you believe how much it costs to fill a tank? Who hasn't had that conversation in the last month, you know? And every one of us could use that as an example, a very easy talking point to say, yeah, and so for me, I needed to figure out a way I could add some extra income to my life that would help me offset some of these crazy expenses that we see going out there. And so I decided I needed to get healthier, I needed to make a little bit more money, and I found this company called Limitless, and I just wanted to share it with you because I think, boy, that could really make a difference like it's made for me. There's so many easy ways, guys. Yeah, to start this as a talking point, but my point is, you know, if you need to make more money, that's why Malin created the tool, the demonstrator, so that you can do that. As I listen to each of you guys bring people in front of Malin, I'll guarantee you almost 100% of the time when people get off those calls, you know, they're going, wow, that was good. I enjoyed that. I learned something from that. I feel reinvigorated because you feel great about health. You feel great about making money. And here all we have to do to change our lives. So I just wanted to mention this morning that, you know, as you think of your dreams when you were a kid, whatever it is you wanted to do when you were growing up and it seemed real, and then as you get older it doesn't become as real, and when you go to college then you're starting to get more serious, when you get married now you're starting to think of real life, and now after you get married and have kids now you're thinking of families and college educations and, you know, the futures and your health. And so, you know, as I think about, there's something for everybody in this group. And, you know, and I think of even Social Security, even people in retirement, you know, need to think about how do I make this extra money? Because it's hard, guys. It's hard for people. So we have a solution. And that's the first thing you got to solve is the issue, the problem, and it's a major issue out there. Health and money are the two major issues we have out there. So the challenge for today is, number one, just get you thinking about conversation points. Get you thinking about how do I open a conversation? How do I get somebody interested enough to, you know, watch a video? And that's why what Terry said today, he said, hey, when you get people smiling, or maybe you're not a good conversationalist, maybe you're not a person who has easy times in conversations. Listen, there's so many easy conversations that are naturally started because of the world we live in. And then we've created the tools to help you. So when you bring somebody on, Melinda always says to me, you know, it's interesting. They just go, you know, I'm not a salesperson. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I have the time. And Melinda simply says, can you do what Pam did this morning? She just invited you on this call. Can you do what Cindy did this morning? She just invited you on this call. Can you do what Terry did? And you guys are going through that experience. And for the most part, I believe you guys are having a very good experience. Tanya, when she gets somebody on the call, she mentioned it this morning. All of us, when we're doing that, it's just a simple way to start conversation. So the goal is I want you to think about who you are going to invite to that one thing demonstrations, because when you do that, you're having success. And we appreciate all your efforts and everything you're doing out there. And we are so looking forward to seeing you guys come to the fly-in when we can kind of rub shoulders and be happy and listen to Terry Staten's jokes and laugh and have that kind of moment and drink a warm beer. So that's the goal. That's what we're going to do for tomorrow. So thanks, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.